This Two Moms and a Mic episode is also sponsored by Usual Wines. Usual Wines is a practical and healthier concept for the modern wine drinker. Each individual bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of your favorite wine. No more pouring wine down the drain when you don't finish the bottle, because the single-serve format and bottle design, Usual Wines are always fresh. No more flat bubbly or stale rosé. Usual Wines are made from world-class AVA's American viticultural areas in California, such as Napa Valley and Sonoma. They are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. They are all low-carb and actually have 0 grams of sugar. Did you know that in the U.S. there are over 60 additives allowed by law to be used in winemaking? Usual doesn't use any chemical or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wine. They are truly a clean wine brand. And best of all, their flavors are not compromised. Usual Wines has an amazing red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine. They also have a limited production of Brut Rosé just for summer. I just received my first shipment of Usual Wines. I chose the mixed pack so that I could try all of them. I could not believe how fast my shipment arrived just 2 days after my online order. I was so pleasantly surprised by the exceptional taste of these wines. I have to admit, I predicted that the taste would be a bit compromised with the zero sugar and zero additives, but I was so wrong. The red blend was the perfect balance of fruit, age, and oak. The rosé was a delicious, crisp flavor with hints of strawberry, rose petal, and rhubarb. Who would not want to enjoy a delicious glass of wine knowing it is much a healthier option for you? Go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our special promo code 2MOMS in all caps for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of 8 kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers.
Hey, Dodson.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Right? Your shirt's amazing.
So is yours.
I'm going to write that all over my forehead. Yeah. I'm fine. It's fine.
You're going to get one of those stupid face tattoos like the kids are doing nowadays?
No, but okay. I just got this.
Oh, that's pretty.
Remember when I said I would slow my roll on the tats? I didn't mean it.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Changed my mind.
Whatever you do, just do not get a facial tattoo.
No.
Those are ugly.
Not even the facial, like, what's the tat? The eyeliner tattoo. I'm not even going to get that.
Oh.
No. No Post Malone.
Oh, God.
No.
When that guy is like 70, he's
going to
be like,
we're not talking about that. Here, seriously. Welcome. Anyway, how are you? Besides being fine, you're fine.
Everything's fine. I'm doing good. I want to talk to you about, because we're, you know, almost hitting the second week of August coming up here soon. Back to school season.
Can I have your WTF first, just because it's a comfort thing for me? Did you bring one today? A WTF?
Well,
just pick one.
You know, I was trying to think of one over the last couple of weeks that I could.
Has your life been calm?
Well, it was until this morning.
Well, give it to me.
I was like trying to get out the door to come here.
Yes, same. That's mine too.
Do you know? Okay, so I had my front door wide open to let my dog out, but it's beautiful outside right now. Like it was a little bit chilly and it's awesome, right?
Yes.
So I have all my windows open.
Perfect weather for kids staying home for the rest of fucking ever.
So anyways, I have my front door wide open and I'm standing in the kitchen. I'm trying to get myself a to-go
like,
cup to coffee.
Open door, no screen.
No screen, just a wide open door. Because I was like letting my dog in and out. And,
freedom.
Right, and I wanted fresh air. And I'm just trying to get, you know.
Hyperhidrosis.
Right, trying to cool off. And a bird flew into the door and into my kitchen and was circling around the top of my kitchen. A bird.
Was it an extra beautiful bird?
It was not a beautiful bird. It was one of those ugly brown ones that doesn't have any...
Like a McDonald's French fry sparrow when you eat outside at McDonald's as a kid and you're like, look at the bird. Oh, it's eating all the French fries.
Yes, that's what it was. And it was like circling around the ceiling of my kitchen. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I had to take a broom and shoo it out the front. So
you don't want to do the Mary Poppins thing and like sing along with the bird?
No.
Vocally guided out of your house?
No. I don't have an ounce of Mary Poppins in me anymore.
I'm full-time Mary Poppins and Cinderella.
Well, I'm Cinderella, but I'm definitely not Mary Poppins.
I've been working on my Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get your asses in the car.
I'm more like part-time Cinderella, part-time Ursula.
Oh, well, I'm going to be Maleficent for Halloween, if that matters.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean...
Mommy, why are you wearing horns? Because that's how I goddamn feel.
Yeah. Mary Poppins is not going to exist in my house during this back-to-school season.
Okay. That's fine.
I can
try... She's going to be in my house because I'm fully homeschooling.
I can try.
I'm homeschooling old schooling. But my WTF is this morning I was leaving... All in a fluster with too many things in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of karma, but I'm also like, karma, when you don't work in my favor, then fuck you, karma.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, you're only supposed to work in my favor. So I'm walking out and I'm a little bit, not late yet, but I like to be early. So I'm only on time, like no wiggle room.
On time is late.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to give them all of these responsibilities. So I'm not such a Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, clean shit up. Don't let laundry go rotten. Don't let the stupid dog run around without a diaper and things like that.
Oh.
So I had given them all of these directions and I came downstairs.
At the Dodson house, dogs and diapers. I cannot wrap my brain around this.
Okay.
Okay, but continue. That's a what the fuck in the first place is that one. Dog and a diaper.
So I'm all the way upstairs. Like, I'm so far removed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come down, it's been relatively calm. I mean, they interrupt me 9 million times every second. But so I come downstairs. I've got all of my stuff. Well, mostly. I forgot to put the allergy eye drops in or wear any jewelry. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These were in a bag. That's great. So.
It's a win.
It's a win. So I come downstairs and I've got everything. And there's spaghetti on the floor. And... It's already all fucked up. But when I went upstairs, it was...
Who's eating spaghetti in the morning?
I don't... That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. So I'm barking off all these commands as I walk out. You know, like, don't let the laundry rot and get off your screens and whatever.
And they're all like, of course.
Yeah.
We'll do all of that.
Yeah. So I walk out and I shut the door and I'm barefoot because I'm holding my heels because I didn't want to walk all the way down all the stairs with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk outside and I shut the door and I'm grumbling. I'm like... Ridiculous lazy asses that don't do anything. And I stepped on a wasp or a bee. Doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
Stepped on a giant needle of an animal because I'm all like, and stopping dumb. And I step and I'm like, God damn it. What are those kids left a fucking nail out here or something? I don't know what I stepped on, but it just like stabs my foot. I go, I'm like, God, and I drop all my shit to like pull this thorn or something out of my foot and nothing's there. I'm like, motherfuck, I just stepped on like a bee. So then it gets all swollen. I'm trying to drive here.
Oh, you were having a reaction.
Well, I'm not allergic, but
I'm sure it was like red swollen.
Throbbing on the way here. I'm like, funny. I guess that's what I deserve, but also fuck you, karma. You are a bitch.
That's not funny. That's horrible.
It's funny. I kind of deserved it. I'm like, stupid slob ass kids. Oh, I just stepped on a giant, whatever you call that. What do you call that? Stinger?
A stinger.
A stinger.
I think so.
Yeah. That's what I get.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I'm wearing this shirt today because we are going to talk about this going back to school bullshit.
Because a year ago, we did one of our first few episodes, which was called
Go the Fuck Back to School.
Well, that's not a thing anymore. Now it's, how the fuck do I channel my inner Mary Poppins homeschooling personality?
Oh, well, I mean, at least you're trying that. I mean, I'm not even going to try that.
I have to.
I can't try that.
What else am I going to do?
you have younger kids too. Like if I had some of the younger ones, then I might feel that way.
You would be a little bit Mary Poppins.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Because you know what? When they're a little bit younger, you can think about taking them to farm.
Well, we have farm day. Goats are my new best friends.
Right. My high schoolers don't give a flying shit to go to a farm. You know, like, so we don't have that magic anymore at all.
You should try.
You have girls.
I took MK with us.
When we went. Well, I saw some pictures. She looked like she was enjoying.
She was like, this is my paradise. And I'm like, but could you just stop talking? My paradise too. Just don't talk on the way here and home.
Yeah.
No, there is some magic.
Yeah.
We're all having farm day. So now they all want to do it.
We're in the same school district. So.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. But well, because not everybody is all aligned up right now. So.
Well, everybody's all. I'm not calling it grouchy or crabby or sensitive. I'm calling it fucky. Everybody's just being really fucky right now.
That's
what I mean by all of these heightened emotions and exponential crises and whatever. Everything's just fucky because people are at like war about the school thing. So did you watch the thing, the online board meeting?
I sure did.
Snore meeting?
Well, the snore meeting. You know what? I thought maybe it would go an hour and a half.
City council type bullshit goes on.
After
and
hour
on.
Two, I
oh my God.
Literally woke up like, and I was like kicked out of the Zoom call.
Were you sober while you were watching all of that?
Yes.
Oh, how boring.
Yes. So I watched it. Honestly, I'm like,
what were they talking about?
Some of the
about?
Same questions over and over. I respect everybody's, you know, every.
Was it a mix of parents and teachers talking? Or was it only school board people?
It was just school board people.
Mm-hmm. Addressing the concerns of the worried parents?
Right. Their whole agenda was based on what phase we're in right now, what that looks like, what we're doing moving forward.
Oh my God, the other day Rose woke up and she goes, Mom, are we back in phase 3? I'm like, oh my God, I don't think so. I'm like, no, I don't see anything major here. This is how everyone is now.
It's
like,
crazy.
What phase are we in? Oh my God, where are we? It's fine, I'm fine.
Everything's fine. So I have to, for myself, I'm only speaking for myself.
You can only really talk for yourself. Not even for your friend.
Not even for a friend anymore. I can't control what is going to go on with the school.
Wait, do you think people think they can?
Well, I think.
If they're loud enough.
If they're loud enough. If they're signing online petitions. And if they're.
I don't even read that online shit.
Stop, people. That's not going to do anything.
Well,
just you. I mean, nobody wants to be in this position, right? Who wants to be in this?
I'm like this much okay with it.
Me too.
Would people hit me over the head for that, having that opinion?
No, I'm not. I mean, the COVID world blows.
You know what,
it
though?
Sucks.
I have a different perspective because Frankie, we pulled her out of the cracks and saved her.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't not find all of the like amazing golden sprinkle, sparkle, glitter in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child can't spell, mm-hmm. and now she can. Because mean-ass Mary Poppins has her under her reins. So it's hard for me to be bitchy about it because, I mean, of course I would love the teenagers to get the...
Yeah, I mean, I need people out of my house.
I do too,
I
but you
know
what?
I need people out of my house.
By 4 o'clock, I'm like, God damn it, Frankie, shut up. But I am happy I get to teach her, though, because no one was teaching her.
Yeah.
I said that out loud.
Well, you know what? And if she's receptive to that too, like I have a kid who is not receptive to e-learning.
That's why I'm not e-learning. I'm homeschooling.
Or homeschooling. Or any of it. Like he needs the school structure outside of the home with a teacher.
I am a little bit Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a Von Trapp homeschooler.
Well, if you're going to homeschool, that's
the way
you should be.
As far as the structure goes.
Yeah.
I don't bend on that shit.
Yeah.
I have my expectations, and if you don't meet them, then you get a pile of actual shit.
Hmm.
The end.
Perfect.
Yeah. Very mean. Very structured. Von Trapp. Minus the whistle.
I guess if you have that in you, I mean...
But I did it before.
You've done
it. I did
before.
It with MK, mm-hmm. who's hard like Frank.
Yeah. I don't
you
know.
You just want them to go.
I think I'm at a different stage than... Like, I'm at a different point.
Mm-hmm.
I had some younger... kids, like younger than middle school, if I still had some elementary age kids, That would be a no-brainer.
That's where my heart is right now. Yeah. I don't really care about what the teenagers do because I feel like, you know what? Just stay emotionally stable throughout the world, the weird time of the world. Mm-hmm. It's the little ones that's where my heart is.
Yeah. That's actually one of my biggest concerns right now is with the whole schooling situation is the social emotional learning.
Like that's my everything right now.
That to me is like academics will catch up.
Well, right.
I'm not worried about
Brian
academics.
Brian Dodson is like, what about the math? And no, I'm like, there's a kid in the corner crying.
No one gives a shit about
so
math.
So we don't get one flying fuck about
no,
the math.
No. And it's so unpredictable. I was saying just this past week, we've had 3 different updates on what our district was going to be
I've
doing.
I stopped reading them.
Yeah. Like we had, okay, start date August 21st, start date September 1st.
I don't
care
anymore.
Start date September 1st, online only.
Who cares?
I know, but you have to know what's going on.
That's
you have
your
to know.
Job. I don't do that.
Well, because I was choosing the hybrid. I was choosing the 2 days a week, every other Monday, the other days remote from home.
Mm-hmm. I feel
but now that's not
right
a thing.
Now, well, it's not a thing. I feel very like my kids are so blessed that they have a resident Cinderella and Mary Poppins teacher mm-hmm. because dual earner families and single moms that have to work.
Not everybody can do this.
No.
So your kids are very
this
blessed.
Is so it's blessed. Yeah. And their farm days and this is why I'm like, yeah. You just spent the whole day at the farm with a built-in teacher who's also your mom.
Yeah.
And you're going to throw spaghetti on the floor? No.
Yeah.
Life
well,
can be
they
so
don't
much
know.
Harder.
Yeah, they don't
well,
know the alternative.
Know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, okay. And then like my best friend in Chicago is a teacher. For Chicago, mm-hmm. but her kid goes to private school. So that's mm-hmm. all crazy too. Like she needs her kid to go so that she can be home teaching the kids online. I mean,
yeah. And this brings me to the one of the hardest scenarios about this whole thing, which again is not in anyone's control, but like the little kids that have to do the remote learning in these like, abusive
to.
Homes.
Oh,
you know,
I can't
like,
with that.
I know you can't, but it's a thing. It's a reality.
Well, I know.
Like,
so
you
there's
know, they're
all
neglected.
These,
they're not, you know, some kids truly.
It makes me feel sad that as a society, we got to this point mm-hmm. where kids have to go to school to be safe. That just breaks my heart.
Oh, I mean, you were a teacher. I was a teacher. I remember kids coming to school. That was their safe place. They relied on the school lunches to be fed.
I mean, I know.
That was a thing. It still is a thing.
So that is heartbreaking to
it
me.
It is. You know,
I'm
so
seeing
that's a
all
huge
of the
thing.
Sides right now, and it's all very confusing and upsetting, mm-hmm. all of it.
But what's the alternative?
I don't know.
We can't risk having this outbreak. You know, we're trying
well,
to keep everybody safe.
I don't know if this whole idea is like kids have to keep this distance, kids meaning the teenagers too. Like, I don't think their high school will ever be able to open. There's 3,000 students there. How on earth? It's just not a thing anymore. Schools, you know what? It's not a thing anymore. It's just not.
Yeah.
These massive, I mean, hey, you know what the win is? No lice. Raise that thing. Hey, no lice.
Oh, gross.
But they can't do the mass education anymore. It doesn't work.
You know what? I would almost rather the lice than some of the other stuff that's going on. Well,
mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. We've never dealt with lice.
Oh, well, so, that's what's wrong with you.
Oh.
It's a new episode. I have to ask. What is wrong with you?
Lots of things.
So many things. But it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
We didn't have it rampant in our house, but mm-hmm. we had one child that got it from her peers. Mm-hmm. And it was like a horror movie.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. The other piece to this is the way that some of the people in the community, not just our community, I'm talking about like everywhere, and you see it on the news, you see it online.
It's the USA thing right now.
Is just the way that they're responding to these school decisions.
An uproar?
I have found that people are being, like, there's a group of people that are just horrible towards the teachers and the staff of the schools. Like, as if
is
they
have...
Is
that why you see these articles now that are like, teachers are not frontline workers? Or what does it say? Yeah. teachers are feeling like they're being treated as essential workers. Like, go ahead and catch it because we have to work. Is that the sentiment?
I don't know.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Should we ask Bill?
Yeah. Bill, you're a high school teacher.
Yes. Do you know?
Come on in
Can you answer as a friend?
Bill Allen, y'all.
Hello, everybody. Behind the scenes, Bill.
Behind the scenes,
Bill. We're only letting him in here because he's got a rock and roll t-shirt
on. Yeah. Bill's a high school teacher. So tell us your perspective.
Yeah,
wait, but so, I want to hear both, teacher and parent.
Okay.
So you're both.
And I'm both in district.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I live in the district that I teach in.
Oh, you do?
My oldest son's going to be a high school student at the high school where I teach.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're in the middle of the war.
There are complexities.
Yes.
So I'm on, you know, social media, Facebook groups and stuff where like, it's like the parents of blah, blah, blah. So as a parent, I'm seeing many other people supporting teachers, but also people tearing into the teachers. Mm-hmm. Like teachers are lazy. They just want an extra vacation.
Oh, vacation.
Like, who would actually,
the e-learning is not truly, a vacation.
But who and these truly are not like random this?
People. These are people who like, there are other parents who I know from like scouts and from school programs and sports who are legit like
people
going hard on teachers.
Do you really believe
hard on teachers?
I need to know who these people are.
Asking to not go back?
Yes. Because, you know, so there are different camps, right? There are people who think like,
camps.
We need.
Can we get rid of all the camps?
Stop camping.
No more camping. Like, camping. We don't sucks. Do that anyway.
Yeah, it's like a war. There are people who just are hardcore, you know, the kids should be back in school for hybrid. My kid needs social, you know, interaction.
So that is an argument. Right. My kid needs the We all feel that way.
As
a former homeschooler, I'm going to bullshit on the social thing because the whole world is social and just be creative. School is not the dumping ground for your child to become socialized. It's not. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The end.
Yes.
Okay.
Cheers.
Boom.
But yeah. I mean, I think as a teacher, there's no win here.
You're not hybrid, winning today.
Hybrid.
You're more what the fucking
yeah.
than winning.
Hybrid would have been double the work. They're like, no.
Explain how.
Okay. So
people don't get this.
In a hybrid model where you have some kids coming today staggered across the week so that they're not too close and your room's all spaced out and there's safety and masks. In that model, you're preparing lessons for those kids who will be there in person. Then for the other times when they're not on their off days, you still have to provide learning. And it's got to be like live. You can't just upload a video and be like,
right.
watch
it's
this.
Live and, lessons now.
Right.
Right.
So, and that's, you know, so a student by law has to be in class 5 hours a day.
2.5 hours direct online learning.
Right.
Correct. Right.
So the hybrid models would have been, you know, yeah, sure. It's cool to have the kids some of the time rather than none of the time, but it would be double the work. Anybody who has that misconception that it's not clearly hasn't been in class, you know, last spring during quarantine.
Or hasn't been a teacher.
So you're not just recording the lessons that you do on your in-person days and then putting them on the Zoom.
Right.
You're doing both live.
Yes. And you could say, well, okay, I could just upload, you know, I could record and upload my lecture or my, you know, lesson, and then those kids can watch that. But that doesn't always translate because some of the stuff, some of the content or curriculum that you're going through doesn't necessarily translate just by rewatching a video that you recorded previously. And as you know, kids have questions.
Of course. Right?
So imagine a college lecture. You know, in college, you have lecture and then you have your lab.
Mm-hmm.
The professor doing the lecture is not the same person in the lab. That's usually like a TA, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have that luxury. So we have to give the lectures, we have to do the demos, we have to teach the lesson, and then we have to be available online basically all the
time.
Because
if I need extra help, then I go to office hours.
It is all of the time because then there are moms that are technologically dumb like me where I'm like, I mean, it took me a month to even figure out how to get into Hazel's seesaw thing in the spring.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
And it's confusing for the kids. It's confusing for the parents. When I look at last spring, quarantine sucked.
It was
sucked
a nightmare.
For everybody.
Absolutely.
It sucked for the parents. It sucked for the teachers.
Yep,
we got thrown into it. We did our best. And you know what? Here's the thing. I'm a teacher and I'm going to tell you and everybody else that complains about the teachers being lazy. Yeah, there are some crappy teachers, just like there are crappy cops, just like there are crappy bus drivers. Yeah.
You don't become crappy because of quarantine.
But,
you already were.
You know,
right, you
but
already
I would
now
say
your crappy is showing.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, the majority of people that are teachers are busting their ass to try mm-hmm. to make this stuff viable. Mm-hmm. And it is way harder to do that with e-learning.
Because this for is an sure. unfamiliar territory mm-hmm. for a ton of teachers.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole brand new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going online, teaching to a screen.
And it doesn't so always translate.
So holding these kids accountable right. for logging it in.
It doesn't yeah. always translate. So, like, no. if you have a class like mine where I teach video, I teach media, and it's so focused on the equipment, oh, on using right. the equipment,
so
on
you're
microphones.
Like, so there's no hands-on.
No hands-on.
I have to translate yeah. everything that I teach, which is a very intensive curriculum. I jam, like, 3 semesters of college-level filmmaking and video into 1 semester for high school kids in a normal in-person semester.
Yeah.
I have to translate all of that and simplify it and make it more basic so they could still do stuff, but, like, from at home. Then there's the equity issue. Because you guys talked about, like, kids who maybe have, like, a single working mom and nobody to watch them, nobody, you know, in safe spaces. It's hard because, you know, I'm in a position now for the first time where my wife's working full time. I'm going to be working full time. I have a high school freshman and a fifth grader, mm-hmm. and they're not on the same schedules.
No.
So as a teacher and a parent, it's like double the work. Mm-hmm. No matter yeah. what, it's double the work.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I'd say to, like, everybody who feels bummed out is this sucks for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It really
does. It sucks for everyone.
It does.
But yeah. as an adult, I have to pretend that it doesn't suck and I have to somehow try to spin it in a positive fashion. And I feel like that, I don't know if that's straight up deceptive, but, like,
deceptive is fine. It's fine.
Right. It has to be fine because if we yeah. as parents just shit all over the situation,
you can't do that.
The no. kids are going to absorb that yep. negativity.
We don't want them absorbing extra shit. Yeah.
No,
and they already bring
they're
shit.
Gonna, yeah,
no.
they're going to go
into
e-learning.
It's already stressful for them in the first place.
Right.
Like, this is very stressful for them. You know, I can only speak for my kids, but I like to believe that my kids are the only kids that thrive off of structure. And
it's never been more okay to hyper-focus only on your own kids, which... And a little like that, the simplicity of that is somewhat comfortable
mm-hmm.
because it's like this hyper single focused job, right? Like, you have one job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, thank God. I don't yeah. have 12. Great.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Let's Get Checked, the leading provider of at-home health tests. Are you looking to improve your hormone levels? I know I am. With Let's Get Checked, you can do a simple at-home health test that will give you a complete picture of your hormone health in just 5 days. Did you know that hormone imbalance symptoms can range from feeling tired all the time to insomnia, breast tenderness, and changes in blood pressure? Female hormone function is important for a number of different functions. Polycystic ovary syndrome, ovarian failure, early menopause, thyroid issues, ovulation function. Some of the main symptoms of thyroid imbalance include weight gain, fatigue, or feeling tired all the time, mood changes, skin rashes, headaches. I know this probably applies to most of our audience demographics. So how does the process work? Your test is delivered straight to your door. You just have to self-collect your blood sample from the tip of your finger, mail the sample back to their accredited laboratories in the prepaid label, and receive support and guidance from the Let's Get Checked medical team, who are available 24/7 to offer you personalized advice you need to know for your hormone health. LGC also offers men's health tests and overall wellness tests. This week, Let's Get Checked wants to invite you to join their community with 30% off with the discount code 2MOMS30 when you visit letsgetchecked.com. It's good to know.
Well, the last semester where it was just the quarantine
mm-hmm.
and the kids were told and they were very aware that their grades were not going to be affected by their work doing the remote learning. And, you know, part of that was kind of negative because you know what that did to my high schoolers? I don't give a shit then.
Yep. Oh.
They're like, I'm not going to log it. What difference does it make? I'm like, Chase, you haven't logged into science in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting all the emails. And he's like, who cares?
Yeah.
What difference does it make? My grade is not going to change. I'm getting a B. What are you even on my ass about? You know,
so like, mine were split. My 15-year-old was like all about it because she's like, I'm straight A. I'm going to maintain straight A. The 13-year-old was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not one shit mm-hmm. given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks for the kids at all ages. My youngest is going to be in fifth grade and he's like yours where without that school structure, like mm-hmm. this kid is just a
not
wreck.
Doing it. Right.
Yeah. And I mean social, emotionally, academically.
Yes.
Just will not
all
do
around.
The work.
Right.
Tantrums all day long, just anger.
You gotta
young
pull
boy.
Up that Mary Poppins energy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing.
Get your asses in the car.
I feel for the single moms yeah. who have to work full time and they're like, what am I gonna do
well,
with my
kid? Well,
they
just have to leave their my neighbor. She just has to leave her kids home and trust them to log into their bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if they're really young, you know, what do you do? And yeah. all these teachers, by the way, that I work with, there are a lot of young teachers that I work with
yeah.
who them and their spouse both work full time. Mm-hmm. Their kids usually go to if they're really young, they go to a daycare all day,
right.
you know,
well,
or,
okay,
or they go
the
to school and then they're at base afterwards.
People can still send their kids to daycare, though.
Some can, some can't. So there's a lot of problems with people struggling to get somebody to stay home with their kids during e-learning. And I get that. It sucks. It's a burden for the teachers and the parents and everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's like education just doubled, right? Because the teachers have this crazy, weird, new, ambiguous workload that is shared by parents by having to be present or make the kids be accountable. And then if you have a child with special needs.
Oh, then forget it. But
so I don't yeah. know about it with you guys, but in our school district, anybody that has special ed services, they're providing plans.
Yeah, they are.
And in some cases, with families who out of an equity situation where maybe that, you know, they don't have internet. They don't have computers
oh,
at home.
Oh, that's the other thing. There are so many kids right. that don't even have internet. How can you e-learn?
Our school district
go pull
is
some
11.
Weeds.
Yeah, it's like 11 different suburbs, and it's the whole socioeconomic spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. There are really poor kids, there are really rich kids, and everything in between. And one of the things that they've talked about is having safe spaces where those kids who there's no way for their family to equitably provide them with what they need for e-learning.
Yeah.
Either the school gets them that laptop or right. gets them whatever, or there will be space. Because think about it, there's no gym classes.
Where?
So gyms,
like what
field houses. Like
that's what
imagine you go
like,
to a gym or a field house yeah. with a theater and you're 10 feet away from the next kid. Mm-hmm. And there are adults who supervise and you have your mask, but
oh.
you have a school computer there.
Oh.
And you have, you know, bathroom breaks.
Yep.
Or the kids that
that's
are on
clever.
Lunch waivers, right? Who like, yeah. they, you know, financially.
What about
they,
the hungry kids?
Right. So they're going to accommodate those kids.
Yeah.
And I think if all the, I think a lot of people in a lot of different school districts have different levels of struggles, right? You guys are in a huge school district.
Yeah.
Ours is, we have 4,000 kids between two campuses. So with all that empty space without attending school, they're going to have to make room in the schools to accommodate those kids out of need.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. No child left behind.
Well, that's ultimate,
right? Right.
Thank God it finally makes sense. Thank you, NCLB, because you sucked in the 90s.
Yes, and the idea being like, you know, if we want to prevent kids from falling behind academically, social, and emotionally, we're going to have to make accommodations for those families that need, with the emphasis on need,
so
need help.
With all of these extra accommodations comes the extra workload for the teachers and staff.
Yeah.
They have to get creative. They have to think outside the box. They have to do
well,
all of these
do.
Special different
part,
things.
I do, as a former teacher, feel I can legitimately say that I do like that challenge because I think at the origin of every teacher's heart is that very sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go into teaching to say, I'm going to make sure that every one of my students leaves here at the top of the language arts level.
No.
You go into teaching because you have a heart that wants to pull people up from the cracks and help them and make a level playing ground and make everybody their best.
Yeah.
So while it sucks on a management level, from a creative level and teacher heart level, I think it's kind of cool to be in a position where you can say, you know what, I get to go and spend 2 hours in the building with 20% of this population that truly will benefit from what I'm offering.
Right.
Because as a lot of times as a teacher, you put your heart into something and it's just shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody benefits or you're doing something that's mandated and lame and nobody does, you know, but this is true. Like, oh my God, you get to be in the trenches and have a measurable impact now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, so that part I think is cool.
And you know what? All the people who are worried about these kids falling behind.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Academically or socially.
That's stupid.
I think of it in a sort of a different way. I think that these kids who have gone through this, no matter what age they are, this is going to impact them for the rest of their lives.
For
but
sure.
Maybe not in a negative way. Maybe in a way where they
negative.
Learn to become survivors and
Absolutely.
Adapters and they learn how to
be flexible
yeah. because they had to, mm-hmm. right?
And when our you think kids of like, today kind of need that because they with a lot of them are rigid. Yeah.
And the reality is you can't fall behind when everybody is in this shitstorm.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like right, they're all, no matter what age, every kid that's going through this right now mm-hmm. is in this same crappy position mm-hmm. that nobody likes, but they're going to come out. We're going to make it through this.
Yep.
And when they do, they'll have learned a valuable lesson.
Are you about to go High School Musical on me?
Yeah. I'm going to bust out the tunes. But they'll have learned a really valuable lesson.
I agree. I think that whole fall behind thing is nonsense because...
I think it's fear.
You know what, Dotson? People, there are parents out there that are flipping out about it.
Yeah. Well, have them call me.
I know, because they're not looking at the big picture. They're looking at this little tiny piece.
You know what? Because they
this.
Haven't survived the way that you and I have. We can only look at big picture because there's fucking spaghetti on the floor and wasp beetles in our feet.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes.
True.
It's a big picture.
Yeah, you have to look at the big picture. And like, lay off the teachers. My God.
Why do they not get paid?
One thing that I always struggled with back when I was a teacher too, because I was a Mary Poppins teacher.
Of course you were.
I loved nothing more than Monday mornings. I was like, and we're back. But you know what? I felt like one of my biggest struggles was the parents.
Of course.
I was like, I'm sorry, your child did not test into the AP class. I'm sorry. It is just mathematical certainty. They did not make this score.
This is where
you have to battle the parents.
But the same way that people feel like the Karen culture, we'll call it, okay? Because sometimes they're called something else. But mm-hmm. this whole thing where
Karen
like,
and Daryl show up for parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah. But that thing where it's like, now I have a reason to be a complete psycho bitch, right? The mm-hmm. parents who are going to bitch are just being the Karen Daryls. They're like, well, now we get to rip this to shit.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You get to hunker down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because you know what? You're not teaching these kids in the building. You're not teaching 28 kids by yourself without an aide.
Well, you're not, you know what? Remember in the olden days
mm-hmm.
when
the early, like the late 90s?
Yeah.
The early 2000s?
Those. Parents are the first teacher. Have we forgotten?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, parent? You're the first teacher.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about behavior. Mm-hmm. Like, watch your shitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So lay off the teachers. I mean, they are absolutely doing the best that they can. The best that they can. I just watched my daughter graduate high school
mm-hmm.
during all of this. This was a couple weeks ago. And there were so many people just bitching mm-hmm. and bitching.
About what?
About the fact that we did not have a proper graduation ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative.
So they got creative. They did the best they could.
They did the parade.
It was, you know what?
Oh, no,
it
wait. Sucked. You guys had that one where they went and did, there was a night for it. You did something.
We had a specific time. Last name is beginning A through E.
Mm-hmm.
You go at 4:30 on Friday, right? Mm-hmm.
Drive through diploma.
You drive through the parking lot. You follow the cones. You follow the signs. Yep. My daughter got out, like we were wearing our masks in the car
mm-hmm.
because at each station where you stopped, you know, like station A, the volunteers come out 80, 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
These volunteers are like, congratulations. Good job. Woohoo. And you know what? It was lame, but God bless these people.
It's memorable.
That are standing mm-hmm. out there and they're like, here's your graduation gift. And then we get to they had like a little makeshift stage.
Mm-hmm.
The sign in front of my car says, stop here, let your child out. You stay in the car. They have to get out with their mask on,
mm-hmm.
walk across this makeshift stage that they have in front of the football field.
Take the picture.
They take it off for
take
the
your,
picture.
Take your mask down for 2 seconds while we take then. Your picture. Put mm-hmm. your mask back on. Here's your diploma and congratulations,
I mean,
class
of
2020.
But it's a good story.
I know it's a good story. But you know what?
I love stories.
I'm not the parent that was like, my poor child.
Well, no.
Get a proper high school
graduation.
But we're
not those parents.
I am not that parent. These people did what they could with what they had. I could not believe the amount of volunteers and the staff and the teachers that stood out there in that parking lot all day long.
For days.
And then the next day, and then the next day too, mm-hmm. because they had to break it up with the mm-hmm. last names. They weren't going to have everybody go at the same time. So, you know what? Like, stop with bitching about it. There is nothing that we can do. And your bitching is not going to help. It's not going to help your child. They're already feeling stressed about the fact that their senior prom was canceled. That sucked mm-hmm. that they didn't get this graduate. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm at the beginning of the alphabet. So I have to sit there and listen to everybody else's mm-hmm. graduate yeah. in a hot gym.
Dude, A.
B and D. We're in the beginning. Together.
Yeah. Right. So I'm just saying, like, kind of look at the positives. Why are we going to, like, just stop being so nasty to these school staff members? It sucks for everybody. And we just have to do the best that we can and support them because, you know what, Dodson, I thought about going back into teaching this year.
Briggs?
Do you know that? Do you know that I thought about going back into teaching this year? That is a big fuck that. I'm not going to do that this year.
Well, I was going to use my psych degree and go do something on a behavioral therapy level. But I'm like, oh, Frankie's home.
You would have.
Let me raise this mm-hmm. behavioral situation instead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have a good. Yeah. People need to do that.
If I went to work, I would have to hire somebody else.
I know.
To do what I do with her. I'm like, well, might as well be mommy.
So it
mommy.
Doesn't make mm-hmm. sense. Right. And financially, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But my point is, I don't know that I would want to put myself back in this position to do what they're doing right now.
No. Not really.
Not a chance.
No.
I like my kids in the classroom. I don't want to be on a Zoom call. We talked about this. I don't do Zoom calls.
Well, get your...
With my kids in the background,
well, I mean,
how are these
Zoom
teachers doing Zoom calls to their classes while their husbands are and wives are working from home? They have little kids running around. It is a mess.
Don't fall behind. The reason why we won't fall behind is because everybody's using all their creativity. We're waking up parts of our brains that had been dormant, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have to be really creative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's survival. And everybody's going to
really
come out of this.
That's really good for our brains as mammals.
Learning to
as
be
a species.
Adaptable and flexible, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
Bill.
I liked your perspective.
Sorry you don't have a bourbon. Next time we'll bourbon you up.
Okay, sounds good.
Bourbon Bill.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Bourbon Bill.
Bourbon Bill. Could you fill these for us?
It's good to have a teacher's perspective and as well as like a dad.
The teacher-parent thing.
Yeah, because I don't understand the Karens and the Daryls right now. I really just don't. I mean, I know everybody's on edge. I know this
is... Well, we get to be on edge, but don't be a Karen or a Daryl. The other day, one of the construction workers treated me like a Karen, though.
Who?
My neighborhood is still under construction.
Oh, I know. I drive my kids to the basketball court over there by the cemetery and school street.
So I went to drive because I park in an alley because of the old mm-hmm. house thing. Yep. So I go to drive to get to my alley where I park because you can't park in the front anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blocked off. Hmm. So I didn't scream or shout, but I was kind of like, okay. And the guy, I had my window down. Because it's been beautiful. And the construction worker is like, I mean, oh my God. And I'm like, oh.
Why did he say that? He said, I mean, oh my God.
Like to me, like as if I was having a fit because I was trying to figure out where to go.
Oh.
Well, bitch, now I'm going to have to kick over your construction sign. Don't treat me like a Karen when I'm not being a Karen. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's fine.
Everything is fine. I think I need to buy this shirt for everybody. If you guys see this shirt going down your Instagram feed or whatever, just buy it. From China.
Well, maybe from China. Who cares?
Maybe it is.
We'll take a production team.
I did get it in overnight shipping, so I know it wasn't from China.
India.
Well, it wasn't from India either.
The other day I said something to, because Frankie keeps stealing all my clothes, which I 90% I think is cute.
Because
mm-hmm. she's like, you're so rock and roll and mm-hmm. I love your fashion and I love that. But I'm like, okay, also I kind of need my clothing, mm-hmm. so stop taking it.
Yeah.
So I just mentioned in passing, I'm like, you know what? Why don't we all get new Free People pajama sets for the fall semester? Oh. And I think I'm being super cute.
Yeah, those are expensive pajamas.
And they're beautiful and awesome.
I didn't know Free People made pajamas.
Oh, yeah, the Intimate line.
No clue.
So yeah. MK goes, oh, my God, Mom, why the Free People? Okay, so she goes into her thing and she's like, they don't pay their workers well, mm-hmm. and they didn't take a stand against Black Lives Matter. And she's got a list. And I'm like, you know what?
How does she know all of this?
She spends all day in her
phone. Oh, my God.
Time to join a how about you Zoom sport? How's that Zoom sport going for you?
Time to go play soccer with a mask on.
Don't buy from Free People. I'm like, you know what?
Your screen time is up.
My heart is here trying to accommodate your sister and also keep myself clothed. Yeah. Okay, so just.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Go Zoom.
Oh, God. All right.
Do you have a win? Say yes. You have a win. You're fine. It's fine.
Our whole life right now is trying to figure out how we're going to manage the school year. So I'm trying to find a win in that. I guess my win is that I'm able to do that. I don't know.
That is a win. It's huge.
It is.
Yeah. But you don't think so?
Well, no, I do. That's why I said it. I mean, it's I get to be home and be on my kids' asses about remote learning.
Well, because imagine if you
trimester.
Or school year entirety.
I mean, I'm not even gonna I'm just saying first trimester right now, but we all know that I mean whatever.
They're not going
I don't have a crystal ball.
It's fine. Yeah. I do. It's fine. that is a blessing because I don't want to discount anybody's struggle because we all have them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you and I are in really good positions with our struggles and that we're not sitting there like shitting our pants trying to figure out how to go to work and hold our kids accountable.
Right. Yep. And even in my neighborhood, we were talking about like maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like somebody rotates houses with a group of like maybe four or five kids. Yeah. And, you know, you go to this person's house on Tuesday and you do all of your e-learning. Have a snack and then, you know,
us
whatever.
Too. And kind I like of, that. It's creative.
Yeah, it is creative.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's very, and that also like, takes off of the mom a little bit, just maybe for one day. Like, because some kids, like I know my one son, he works well with learning in groups, like with other peers and stuff. And so when he's just home and it's just him and he's, and I'm like.
It's like a bullwinkle
do
vibe.
Number two. And he's
do
like.
Do two.
And it takes like 7 hours to do number two because he's, I want a snack. Oh, hold on. I'll do that after I do this. Oh, wait, I'm going to go take a shower. Oh, wait, I'm going to, you know, I mean, it's painful.
I know.
It's
I
painful
know.
For the kids that have attention spans of a fly.
I know.
So, and I have a house full of those. So, yeah, and I'm not like that. So it's very.
Yeah, it is a little. Button heads or smashing fists.
What's your win?
I'm good about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I would never wish it, but I think it's a good chance for me. I'm kind of going back to like my roots as where I was as an early mom.
Mm-hmm.
I like the homeschooling thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can already see Frankie thriving. So it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Good.
I'm going to take this as a huge win and like, I'm kind of back in that place that I was at when quarantine first started, where I was like, magic, opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm back there. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm like, God damn, that spaghetti. My big picture is,
right.
Oh my God, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. Next time until that we come to the studio. No, I started school.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, are all four of yours doing homeschool or
no.
The high school?
No, I felt I had to divide and conquer.
Yeah,
like
right.
The two big kids do your
crap. Yeah, but you still have to be on top of that. So
I'm
just to make sure.
No, that's Brian Dodson's job.
Oh, okay.
Because that's there's half the family's in screens.
Mm.
Half the family is taking selfies with goats and learning how to spell.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so to goats and selfies.
I love my goats that I hang out with now.
I know, they're so cute.
Every Tuesday
now. I love
now,
the pictures.
I go and play with the goats, and I'm like, who wants a selfie?
The goat
There's
selfies.
There's so many of them. They gather around. They're like dogs with hooves.
Maybe they do goat yoga.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't want. Okay. No. I want to hang out with them and I think they're super fun. Mm-hmm. I want them right by my side because they're my new best friends. Mm-hmm. I will not put myself in a compromised yoga position with a goat around me because they shit 90 pellets and piss at whim.
Oh, well then goat yoga doesn't sound good.
Goat yoga is gross.
Oh, I know it's an actual thing. It's huge in Texas.
Well, good for Texas. I prefer to be upright when I'm with the goats.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do they do goat yoga? Like they do stand nibble on your back?
But then they just freaking shit and piss. No.
Well, no.
And they do nibble on our clothing a little. Like if anything's hanging loose, they'll nibble on it and stuff. And I'm like, so imagine if you're in like downward dog, right? I mean, I know that yoga clothing is all very fitting, but still, what if they like, no. You go to like shoo something off because it's nibbling on your ass and you're like, wait, now it just pissed on me. No.
I don't. Yeah. Goat yoga does not sound fun. No.
You hang out with the goats. You selfie with the goats.
Yeah.
Herd the goats. Don't do yoga.
Okay.
With goats.
No. Well, on that note, we're going to cheers to goats and homeschooling.
Cheers to my goats and my homeschooling and no yoga with them.
And just our e-learning. Whatever that.
Wait, it is really that profound that a year ago we were like, would you get the fuck out of our houses? And now we're like, it's fine. We're fine. Everything is fine.
We're going on 6 months.
Here's to school. School. Raise your glass. Lazy butt Mary Poppins. Bye-bye, Briggs.
Bye.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.